This is a News.com newsflash.
After 120 years of displacement, the Yurok tribe of California earned a significant victory, the return of 73 square miles of ancestral territory along the Klamath River. News.com has learned that the California tribe had their lands taken away from them during the California Gold Rush in the mid-1800s, during which they also suffered massacres and disease from settlers. The completion of the land back conservation deal along the lower Klamath River, a partnership with Western Rivers Conservancy and other environmental groups, is being called the largest in California history. It more than doubles the Yurok tribe's territory, transferring approximately 47,000 acres to tribal stewardship. According to reports, these lands, once owned by timber companies, include critical watersheds like Blue Creek and forest ecosystems primed for restoration. This effort also aligns with the global land back movement, which trails indigenous-led land returns spanning 4,700 square miles across 15 states. To go from when I was a kid and 20 years ago even, from being afraid to go out there to having it be back in tribal hands, is incredible, said Barry McCovey Jr., director of the Yurok Tribal Fisheries Department. Snorkeling Blue Creek. I felt the significance of that place to myself and to our people, and I knew then that we had to do whatever we could to try and get that back, he added. Studies have reportedly found the most biodiverse, healthiest and resilient forests are on protected native lands where indigenous people remain stewards. Currently, there is a mounting recognition that the traditional knowledge of indigenous people is critical to addressing climate change, according to reports. The Yurok tribe plans to reintroduce traditional ecological practices such as prescribed burns, prairie restoration, reforestation and removal of invasive species in the returned lands. The tribe's plans also include helping restore salmon and wildlife. The process will also help generate jobs for more than 5,000 members of the tribe. The Klamath was once the West Coast's third largest salmon-producing river and the life force of indigenous people. However, the state's salmon stock has plummeted drastically due to dams and diversions. Now, the Blue Creek watershed, vital for salmon and steelhead spawning, will serve as a salmon sanctuary. This has been made possible by the removal of the Klamath Dams, the largest dam removal project in the United States, reopening 45 miles of river and allowing Chinook salmon to return to historic habitats. Tribe members know it is going to take decades of work for these lands and waterways to heal. And maybe all that's not going to be done in my lifetime. But that's fine because I'm not doing this for myself, commented McCovey.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.